Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi there. Before we get started today, I wanted to remind you to download the new digital copy of Broadway for Orlando's What the World Needs Now. Created to honor the victims of those wounded in the Orlando shootings massacre, the proceeds from the sale of the song will benefit the LGBT Center of Central Florida. Everybody's on this, from Sarah Bareilles to Tommy Tune to Wayne Brady to Matthew Broderick to National Treasure Carmen Cusack to Renee Elise Goldsberry to Lin-Manuel Miranda, Idina Menzel, Brian Stokes Mitchell. I mean, everybody. Billy Porter, Bernadette Peters. Download that. You can go to BroadwayRecords.com or it's on iTunes. And now for our regularly scheduled Broadwasted.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today our show shines bright star like a diamond.
Woo! Yeah.
My God, are we going to put a spell on you?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep
going. So I had a vision that joining us today would be the usual crew of the nicest kids in town, including Kevin. I'm never going to see Hamilton Jaeger.
Oh, what a terrible
Snaps so for sad. You.
Thanks.
Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello.
And of course with us today is somebody who currently is starring in the Tony-nominated musical Bright Star as bookshop owner Margot Crawford. Make sure you go see it, first of all. Other credits include Broadway's Godspell, Off-Broadway's The Other Josh Cohen.
Oh, guys, we're digging deep. That's a great show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Yes.
Hannah Ellis.
Hannah Ellis! Welcome.
Is
welcome.
It official? Am I officially a friend of the show?
Now you're officially friend of the show.
Oh, I love it. It feels so good.
Does it? What does it feel like?
It feels exceptionally warm because I wore a turtleneck in the dead of summer.
Great. So it's like a warm hug, is what you're saying?
So I'm just sweating out right now. Just imagine. It's really beautiful.
Everyone wishes they were here for that.
So you can follow Hannah on Twitter and Instagram at Hannah Ellis, her full name spelled out.
Yeah, that's right. And Hannah's a palindrome, so forwards and backwards.
Ah.
And Ellis is really weird. It's E-L-L-E-S-S.
Yes.
It's not the normal Ellis. It's the strange Ellis.
The strange Ellis.
Two E's, two L's, two S's.
Now, this leads to my first question. Can you pronounce your real last name for us?
You guys, that is my real last name, Ellis.
Oh, perfect. Great. Moving on.
I'm just kidding. My born name is Hannah Schubkegel. Like shoe with a B.
Schubkegel?
Just Schubkegel.
Like Kegel? Like,
I know. It's bad. Like, if you think about it, it might have the words chub and kegel in it.
Right. Yes. It does.
And then I realized I probably wasn't going to be a stand-up comedian, and I should probably have a sensible name, sensible last name.
So where did Ellis come from?
Well, it's actually my last two initials, L and S, which when you're 23, about to get your equity card, you think it's going to be really cool if you're just your last two initials. But then somebody at the equity office is like, oh, no, she didn't. And they spell it out for you and send your papers back.
So what you're telling me is you went to Ellis Island, the equity office.
Wait, so they just were like, you can't have that name. We're going to spell it for you.
Yeah, they were like, what are you thinking? You're going to be initials? That's a terrible idea. And they spelled it out.
So on that note, what are we all drinking?
I am drinking Stella Artois Cidre.
Oh, that's how you
As
say that.
I.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you drinking, Hannah?
I'm drinking a little concoction I have whipped up in an old Aquafina bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the only way to drink on Broadway, Sid.
I thought this was the broad hungover version.
So you're telling us you got broad wasted last night.
I mean, it was the Tony Awards, guys.
That is
fair. Oh, I think, I'm drinking Sam Adams, and I think that leads us into, what have you seen this week?
What have you seen this week?
That was
great.
One.
That was really nice. I guess we'll start with you. What have you seen this week?
I saw my show 8 times. And then I got to see so many fun people last night.
Mm-hmm. You saw a tasting menu of
I did.
It's everything.
the great thing about the Tony Awards being at the Beacon Theater mm-hmm. is that you are just on top of each other like baby bunnies back there. You just see everyone yeah. that passes through because you're all waiting in a tent to get shoved through one by one into this little door to do your number. And then you just file out the other side out of a door.
Uh-huh.
So it's really fun because you see everyone and it's a celebration and they have big screens back there to watch. So Fiddler was ahead of us. Yeah. So we got to see them and
we love Fiddler here on Broadway. Sid. We love Fiddler here.
Love me some Fiddler. They had 37 people performing last night.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Good on them.
Is that the whole cast, or did they have all the swings?
They
in?
Had all the swings. They had. I That's think they so might have nice. Even picked people off the street. I don't
Probably,
know.
Probably, yeah.
They were like, you, do you want
to? I'm Jewish. That would make sense.
It was really fun to see shows that I haven't gotten to see yet because mm-hmm. our schedules are the same. Like, I can't right. see Waitress because even in previews, they didn't have Mondays to see. Mm-hmm. And so it was really nice to get a glimpse of stuff I haven't seen. And then to enjoy things I have seen before, like Color Purple and School mm-hmm. of Rock. I love those kids. Mm-hmm. I love that score. I just...
The kids were so cute.
Oh, they're so talented.
Yes.
So what was the mood like last night? Like, going in, was everyone like, there are no stakes because no one's going to win other than this one specific thing?
Yeah.
Was, I mean, honestly.
Yeah, there was something really freeing and beautiful about that. Yeah. Everyone could just come in.
Just be yourself, guys.
It was it was like a show and tell, you know, like a talent show, and everybody's a winner / non-winner.
Right,
right.
Like, everyone got
participating trophies.
Yeah. Like, congratulations, guys, second place. It was like everyone's a second place winner. And so, but there was, you know what, such good energy because everybody loves Hamilton, and you know, people were so happy all around.
And
the Hamiltonians.
Most people have seen it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Have you seen it?
I have. I saw it at the Public, and then I saw it on Broadway.
So you've seen it twice.
I mean, you'd be crazy to not see it. Or is there somebody?
No, we've all seen it.
We've all seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the moment on the Broadway podcast.
You just got zinged by the guest
so much.
We've all seen it, right? I mean, I wouldn't dare think about putting together a Broadway podcast and not seeing Hamilton.
The shade of it all.
That's like step one, see Hamilton. Step two.
So it sounds like I'm being fired from the podcast. So
honestly, if you want to be our new co-host, we're firing Kevin.
Oh, yes!
We're firing Kevin.
Oh, great. Okay. I might have a couple tickets available in November.
Okay.
What are you willing to do or give?
I mean, at this point, anything to get rid of the shame and... Like,
that's so many podcasts constant. Away, though.
If you'd like to tweet at us a dare for Kevin to do,
get himself
these Hamilton tickets.
Kimberly,
killed
it.
And it's a Saturday night. It's a Saturday night, so it's got to be really good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I agree. And just hashtag it Kev for ham.
KEV for HAM.
HAM. And we'll see what I have to do to
make
get
make
sure
you
tickets.
Tag Broadway Sid and Hannah in that.
Yes.
Please do.
Yes. But don't tag Kevin. He doesn't need
don't,
to see
no,
it.
No. We're going to surprise him.
Don't tag me.
They did so much of the show last night, though. You must feel a little included at this point.
I do. I feel like I saw like a little bit.
Yeah. Between the Grammys and the Tonys, he's about a 16th of the way there.
He got two different versions of the opening number.
Yeah, he got two different versions of the opening number. You have a lot to look forward to,
I'm really excited about this. I really am.
You know who has tickets to it?
Who?
My 7-year-old cousin.
Wait, what was his 7th birthday cake?
His 7th birthday cake, it's amazing, was a Hamilton cake. And I texted the picture to Kimberly and she said...
Oh, he's young, scrappy, and hungry.
He can actually wrap all the opening number.
He's not giving away his cake.
I believe that.
Yeah, he's
and
amazing.
You know what? That's good because he's going to be ready for that tour mm-hmm. when it finally
goes out.
Yeah.
When it's casting in 15 years.
He's going to be the, I'm a general, wee
Yeah,
part.
You're going to be like...
Yes!
Can I make a confession to you guys right now?
Of course. Broadway's a confessions.
This is the part of the show I make confessions. When I was getting, ready for the Tonys at my theater, I was listening to Hamilton. I feel feel like that's some. I feel like I have to make a confession here.
No, it's, I think that's a. I think it's beautiful.
Like we're about to go to the Tonys and all this good energy, and I'm here. I am listening to Hamilton.
We actually haven't told you the truth. This isn't Broadway, so this is HA Hamilton's Anonymous.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to Hamilton. Can you hear my plastic clinking?
We'll just clink twice for you.
At the Tonys. Oh, tell us about your first time.
My first time was with Godspell, the revival. And I got to go in and dance with Hugh Jackman.
Mm.
And I haven't washed my hands since. Mm-hmm. So that's going to make you rethink the handshake we had.
Oh, now I've touched Hugh Jackman and that's all that matters.
Sort of, yeah. It's like,
in a way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I met him once.
Did He's you? A great guy.
Yeah, after Boy from Oz.
Oh, like stage door.
Yeah, I didn't really meet him.
Okay.
Oh!
I took a picture.
Have you heard that story about how he peed himself during that show?
What?
This is good. Yeah. It was just, he like really had to hold in, but like he was working from the diaphragm and released all his muscles to hit a high note.
Honestly, at least we know he's using the correct muscles to support his vocal choices.
What I took away from that story is like he has a great voice teacher.
Yeah, he's a great voice teacher.
And terrible.
I'm pretty sure my voice
control.
Teacher gave me that article. Like, this is how you sing, kid.
So you danced with Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, it was because we went out into the audience. And we had people assigned to sort of, sing to and play with. And
right.
They originally had put me with Nick Jonas. And something sort of happened, and we all sort of got shuffled around, and they're like, you know what, Hannah, just go center stage and just, dance with Hugh Jackman.
Mm.
And I said...
Kevin had dreams like that.
I was going to say going from Nick Jonas to Hugh Jackman.
Game on.
Yeah.
And I told everyone, I said, I'm going to ask him to dance. I just want to let everyone know. I don't want this to be a shock to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to...
You and I there.
I'm just going to jump off the cliff and just...
Javert style.
Yep. Just...
there.
And just hope that horrific splat sound doesn't happen.
Yeah,
oh, you know my mom because she was tweeting at you last night.
Wait, yes!
She texted me this morning. She's like, wait, you're seeing Hannah tonight? I really hope she doesn't think I'm weird for tweeting at her last night.
Yes! You can tell her that it wasn't weird. I loved it.
Good.
Cheers.
Twitter's my favorite.
Why is Twitter your favorite?
Because it's fast and it's funny and you can do all things. You can do the videos, the pictures, just the quote, the inspirational, you can do
but
anything.
But you can't edit.
But I know, which is great. Which is great, though. I think
really? You are in the minority. I want to hear your opinion.
No. think about it, though. It's truly who you are. You don't go back and go, and edit it and whatever. You actually have to use your mind and your brain, and then you put out, something out there, and then you have to take responsibility for it.
It's like my mother always says, you have to do, your search for typos before you hit send.
Proofreading.
Thanks,
fifth
Mom.
Grade, coming in again.
Library. Librarians.
Mom power.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I like how you described me as the book owner. In Bright Star, because I really like that power. I'm not sure if she owns the bookstore, but that's how I imagine it in my head. So it's coming across.
So I'm the only person in this room who is... Actually, you've never seen Bright Star, or have you?
From the wings.
Actually, that's true. I've only seen the parts I'm not in.
So I'm the only person in the room who's seen 100% of Bright Star.
I know.
And my interpretation is that at the beginning, when you're up and coming and trying to figure out your life, you are working in the bookstore.
Right.
And then when he comes, spoiler alert, when he comes back and you sing Always Will,
yes.
You've grown into the owner of the bookshop and you've created your own life there. And that's the way I saw your character.
Wow. I love that. That's good. I'm putting that energy out there. I'm glad it's coming across.
I was delighted by Bright Star. And I genuinely mean that. This is not just me sucking up to the guests. I actually really liked it a lot.
You're still free to suck up to me.
I was listening to the Bright Star Pandora station today. The other things that come up on the Pandora station are very interesting.
For Bright Star?
It's Bright Star, then Next to Normal, then The Rent movie,
what?
Then Hands on a Hard Body, and then three shows I'd never heard of.
I kind of, I get it because Bright Star, people keep throwing around that word bluegrass, but it truly has very little true bluegrass in it.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from a girl who grew up in bluegrass, it's very chamber music.
I grew up in regular green grass in New Jersey.
It's got a lot of chamber music
to it.
And it's like a quartet and a banjo had a baby. There are a lot of different sounds going on in Bright Star, I think, which makes it really accessible. But that doesn't surprise me that it makes your Pandora station kind of like do a lot of weird things. Wait, can we talk about National Treasure Carmen Cusack?
National Treasure, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. National Treasure.
I mean, she is thrilling.
Mm-hmm.
She's a beast.
Yeah. Yep.
Her sound is so authentic.
It's amazing.
I just love her so much. She's amazing off stage and on.
Yeah.
She's so cool.
We are, as you know, you've listened to the podcast, we are tremendous fans.
Yes, I saw her in the South Pacific National Tour.
Oh, really?
I realized today because I was looking at her bio.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, oh my God, I saw that and she was the best.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Yeah, she has so many sounds. She's been Christine in Phantom. She's mm-hmm. been Elphaba in Wicked. I mean, Fontaine in Les Mis.
Yeah.
Alice Murphy in Bright Star. Mm-hmm. What can't she do?
So we're going to kind of go into our typical questions. What's your favorite musical?
Oh, it's so hard because I'm bad with favorites, but mm-hmm. I do have some musicals that I love near and dear.
Yeah.
This is going to surprise you maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Don't judge me. Music Man?
You are not the first person to say that.
No. Really?
Yeah.
The thing that made me want to get into music theater, I have words. I can talk.
I believe in you. It's your dark day. You don't have
it
to have
is.
Words.
It is a
and
dark day.
And it's the day,
day
after Tony's, so.
Yeah.
And it is dark in so many ways. You have no idea. Blood Brothers. Seeing Blood Brothers.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my goodness. Shoes on the table. It's so good. It's so good. And I remember, you know, I was probably in eighth grade or something seeing a version of this just in my hometown. Mm-hmm. And it just changed everything. I was like, this is what music theater can be. You know, because I was used to, I didn't grow up here in the New York City area. I didn't vacation on the summers to, you know, we didn't come into the city. I literally had never seen a Broadway show until I was finishing college.
What was your first Broadway show?
You guys, also, this is a judgment-free zone. Are you ready?
Yep. Yeah.
The Little Mermaid.
That's great.
Well, I'm Sarah Bogus.
Don't give me those eyes.
I love it. No, I'm there with you.
No, Kevin gave her eyes.
That's truly my very first Broadway show.
That's great.
Yeah.
That I came in and saw. Because everything else, you see tours or I grew up on movie musicals. Mm-hmm. And I know the bootleg issue thing is a big deal in New York City.
Yeah.
But honestly, guys, that is how music theater got into my heart as a kid. Because you would see clips of Bernadette Peters and Betty Buckley and all these amazing people, bootlegs of them in their show.
Yeah.
And you were like, that's what Broadway is, you know?
What was that experience that like really got you there? Like your first experience where you're like, oh, I'm going to do that.
I mean, honestly, watching Blood Brothers gave me a love for the form.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think someone's talked about this before too. Watching the Les Mis anniversary version.
Oh, that was
it was
me.
Kevin.
Oh my
it
goodness.
Was, yeah.
Just
everything.
Over and over
no, no,
and
no,
over.
No, no, no. Don't
again.
Make him feel included.
This is a Hamilton watch only zone. Kidding. Anyway, so you know, watching that over and over again, those mm-hmm. live performances, and then, but it, you know, it makes you want to look for bootleg. As a kid, you were just dying to see more of that.
Can I personally invite you to my 5K more?
I don't know. Can you?
May I?
Explain it.
Mother, may I?
Yeah. Yes, you may. I do a 5K more, which is I do a 5K to every version of One Day More.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine running that?
What do you
long
end with? Like, what is like the...
How fast can you do this 5K in?
So 3.1 miles. It's not that...
Right? 3.1.
Do you repeat?
3.14159.
Yeah.
Okay. It's pi.
I got it. Cheers to waitress.
Cheers to waitress.
I see what you did there.
No, I repeat. There's a lot of repeats, but I always skip the movie version.
Really?
I don't think I've ever listened to
it. Because it's in a lower key?
Version.
Yeah, I don't like
it. Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
But you're personally invited anytime you want a 5K more with me.
Okay.
Great.
Great.
Shook's really excited
I feel
about
like,
it.
I'm asking him during a hangover. The last thing she wants to do is run.
I'm trying to think of how we could do it where, you know, those headphones where you could plug in. So we have to run side by side. Because you have to plug in. You know, I have to plug in my headphones.
You should
to
call
your
it like one run more or something like that.
Oh.
Like,
no, but K rhymes with day.
Oh, okay.
If you saw Hamilton, you'd get it.
We're going to do it's 1K more, and then it's just a short little sprint.
Yeah. It's an internal rhyme thing.
Oh, I just don't get it.
You'll see. You'll see.
Just
keep thinking about what you're going to do for those tickets in November.
I'm working on it.
Did you see Rob McClure's story about
his
ride home, like showing his cab driver Hamilton for the first time?
Oh, it's amazing.
And his cab driver was like, I've never heard of this Hamilton. And Rob McClure was like, I'm going to plug my phone into your speaker system right now, sir.
So his Facebook status said that he went and did this. And long story short, at the end of the trip, they only got 3/4 of the way through it. The guy asked him, so he helped the guy download it onto his phone so he could listen on the way back. And the man said that he had never been into musical theater. This totally changed the way he thinks about it. He'd never learned more about American history than in those 100-minute car ride. And he also said that he never felt more proud to be an American than when he listened to it. I'm literally getting goosebumps right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
They should have that be part of your test to become a citizen.
A Hamilton test?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, you're getting deported.
It was a good run. I've had a good run here. I did my best.
In the second half of the second act of Hamilton.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Was Kevin there?
Jay Schmidt was not, but Kevin might have been. Yeah.
Who was not in the room where it happened? A.
Never gets old.
So you've been with Bright Star since the Globe, right?
Right, yeah, since our very first out-of-town production.
Yeah, been with her for a long time.
Yeah, it's been about 2 years now. That
and you were always Margot?
Always Margot.
You could tell.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, when you guys come and see the show, she has grown a lot. It's been fun. She didn't have a lot of funny to her when she was first on the page and I kind of first got her. And it's really exciting creating something from scratch because really, you know, it's the world's your oyster. Anything can happen. And so I'm really excited about where she's ended up. And
yeah.
And
as the bookstore owner.
That's the owner. That's right. Do you hear that? All you girls, we're going to take this role. You play her like you own that bookstore.
You own that bookstore.
Truly, though, it was a really great process.
Mm-hmm.
And San Diego was my favorite out of town, really my favorite rehearsal portion of this show because it was that from scratch. You know, every day, Steve Martin was with us, Edie Brickell was with us, Peter Asher, Paul Simon, they were with us day to day. And on breaks, we'd go play Monopoly and just hang out. And it was really fun. So,
do you like to play games?
I do.
Oh, how interesting.
We like to play games.
Do we, Kimberly?
I mean, yeah, sometimes. Brian, do you have your game ready?
I do. Are you ready?
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
As ready as I'll ever be.
Here we go.
You know word association, correct?
I'm pretty sure.
Just say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Broadway.
Bernadette Peters. It's a person. That's not a word.
No, that's
not right. To be a word.
Knock.
Knock.
Who's there?
Me.
Me who?
Me so thirsty. You guys.
That's the best word association I've ever heard. Me. Duck.
All right, I'm going to stare into Kevin's eyes for this next one.
I'm ready for it.
But I'm not going to say Kevin. All right.
Champagne.
Bubbles.
Ooh.
TV.
Broken. Oh, no. I should have said iPad because that's what it's been my TV.
Yesterday.
Just so fun. All the words. Really, guys, really. It is, thrilling. The Tony Awards, there's nothing like them. I rewatched the awards this morning. I didn't rewatch. I watched them for the first time because you kind of saw clips, you know, last night. But you're on a bus a lot and all these things. And so I got up this morning. Shall we say afternoon? We shall. And ate what someone could call a breakfast and watched the awards and just cried like a baby. I honestly just weeping when those kids turn into the nominees.
Oh, I love that. That was incredible.
Chill. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm just weeping. Renee's speech, please. Tears. Tears. Just weeping.
The Jerk.
Steve Martin.
What's your favorite line from The Jerk?
I feel like all my favorite lines are probably not like something you want to put on a podcast to play over and over again out of context.
No, we want it out of
context. No! Say it now. What's your favorite line?
The new phone book's here. The new phone book's here. I'm a somebody now. All right. These cans. He hates these cans. More cans.
That's a great one.
So good.
Steve Martin pratfalling into a room is the best thing you'll ever see.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of a quiet guy, actually. Mm-hmm. You know? He's really, turns out, really normal and quiet and lovely. But mm-hmm. then all of a sudden he'll just do something so wonderfully bizarre, like just fall through the door. It's so great.
Do that too after we finish recording this podcast.
That is a fair statement.
Shenanigans.
You guys.
All right.
I couldn't say Kevin because I promised not to as I gazed into his eyes.
Right, you did. You're being honest to our viewers or our listeners, and we appreciate that.
Do you guys have a camera in here you're not telling me about?
No. Who do you think we are?
Ryan always calls it filming. He comes over and he's like, we're going to film the podcast. And I was like, that's not how it works.
Don't tell him. That's not how it works.
I have this, yeah. What's happening?
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard.
Take another sip of your cidre.
Cidre. And then finally, last one, tomorrow.
Annie, I just wanted to sing the song for you so bad.
Can you?
You can. The sun will come out tomorrow. I love that song so much. That's actually my first show I saw as a kid.
That's everyone's first show.
I think it's like
when you're a little girl who is like prone to performing, they're like, that's where your parents take you to.
Oh, I bet you were all over it.
Oh, so much.
You were like, get me in this right now.
I was like, Mom, but that's me.
Yeah. Did you have a dog growing up?
I did. Scruffy.
Oh, no.
Not Sandy, but Scruffy. But I would totally like call her over.
Scruffy?
Yeah.
Oh, Agamemnon is my cat.
Oh, my goodness. Is he really violent?
Name. No, he's really derpy, actually, which is really funny to give him this like really epic name. He's pretty derpy.
Derpy derp.
Can you define that word for me?
Can you define?
He just focuses on eating, and that's about it. And it's like he's... He meows all the time. Like, he literally talks to me like I can understand him. He's just really derpy.
And can you understand? I mean, he's been meowing at you for years.
Sometimes I feel like we have a conversation, but then I feel derpy because I'm talking to a derpy cat, and so we just stop.
You have a dog, yes?
I have a dog. She's sort of a cat dog.
Alone in a World was a little cat dog.
Oh. Her name is Elsie. And she's a Pomeranian.
So cute.
I thought I was getting this dog that
it's Elsie Ellis?
It's Elsie Ellis. I mean, her middle name should be like Narcissism. Just Elsie.
Elsie Narcissism Ellis. That's a beautiful name.
Please put that on her collar immediately.
I'm just kidding. No, I got, let's see, we got her the day Frozen came out, but it was that weekend, you know, and it was before we knew Frozen was going to be this big thing. And so she loved ice as a puppy, and we were like, oh, and we just saw Frozen and she loves ice. We'll name her Elsa. And she just was like, no. And then my sister said, what about Elsie? And she perked up and came over and just trotted over, and that's her name. No, she's sort of like rough and tumble and... But sort of a cat dog, you know, like she'll come and she'll like lick you and sort of curl up like a cat. But then she's a dog. She plays fetch. Mm-hmm. She's perfect. I love her.
Great. I don't know why I laughed.
She really, really wants to meet your cat.
Agamemnon. They would get along.
Do you think we can set this up?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm down.
A play date?
Oh. A play date.
A derpy play date?
Oh my goodness. A derpy. How do you spell that?
D-E-R-P-Y.
Do you think they would fall in love?
And have a baby. Named Helen. Or Troy.
Actual cat.
Or Troy. Or Troy. We gave it Troy.
Of.
That's
of Troy.
They have three and
Helen of Troy.
Come here, Of. You weird cat dog thing.
Oh, goodness.
I just had so many thoughts about cats actually coming to Broadway.
Oh.
What are your thoughts?
I mean... I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
I am actually really excited. I know some people are a little, it's like a dubious thing. They're like, I don't know if I, but I just can't wait.
Who cares? I'm all in.
So yeah.
I love cats.
It's cats.
I've actually never seen it. Why would I
go stand in the corner?
Best.
With Kevin, who hasn't seen Hamilton.
Is that the same thing?
No. Not equivalent. Not equivalent.
I don't think we put those at the same level.
The thing is, like, Cats has been around for so long.
Thank you.
How have you not seen it?
I've seen, like, the video that they recorded, but I've never seen it live.
Oh,
I've seen
like,
it on tour,
VHS,
but
I, out.
I never saw the Broadway.
Do we all know the Black Cat song from elementary school? Black cat. Black cat. What do you think of that? Scat. See, we know it.
I used to teach preschool.
We know
and
it.
That is not a song.
Hannah and I just sang it in unison 100% of the way. I know not what you're thinking.
She wasn't the second behind at all.
Oh, guys.
Black. Was that a real song?
Did I learned that in kindergarten.
I didn't sing that in kindergarten, but I went to Catholic school.
Hymns.
Hymns.
We sang notes that stayed here, and then it went down.
No, you said.
And then you stayed here, and we went
Gregorian kindergarten.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Oh, God, you want to play a game?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have one. I made one up.
You did?
Sweet.
I did. I made one up with the help of my mother.
Shout out to Gail Cooper.
Shout out. Wait.
Follow her at Gail A. Cooper.
Gail A. Cooper.
Gail A. Cooper.
She, as we mentioned,
she really wants new Twitter followers, guys.
It gets her really excited, so follow her on Twitter.
Yeah, and she's really into Broadway. So
I'm gonna retweet her
some
up.
Things.
I'm
you
just
should.
Gonna,
oh yeah.
I'm just gonna retweet.
Anyway,
she'll definitely text Kimberly
obsessed.
To retweet her.
Oh, of course,
I can't wait.
She is obsessed with your song Asheville
from
Bright Star, and so I had her send her playlist of places songs. So it's all Broadway songs that are places.
Okay. Nice.
And I'm calling this game, Where the Heck Am I?
Where the heck am
Where
I?
The heck am I?
Where the heck am I? And so,
okay,
so here's the game. I've not looked at this playlist
yet. Oh, cool.
And I'm going to try to get you guys to guess the song I'm talking about. Okay. Like, Taboo style, I won't say, like, the actor that's singing it or the character or the show it's from or the composer or clearly where it is. And the first person to sing a line from this song gets a point.
Oh, okay.
Is it Black Cat? Black Cat! That is not a place. This song is in two shows. Well, it's not the same song, but it is a city that is in two shows. You can sing from either.
New York, New York!
Nope. It is in the Southwest. It is a dream. People dream of
Santa
going to the
Bay!
Are you? That was like all at the same time.
That was me, right? I got it?
We'll give you that one.
We'll give you that one.
Yeah, we'll say that.
We'll throw it away.
I wish you could see the way Hannah is looking at all of us.
Oh, this is from a show that Hannah and I both love. It's the first show we ever saw. And there is a star to be.
Oh, God.
It's in this song. And they're going around.
Easy
they're
Street?
Going to the movie theater.
Let's go to
it's the,
New the
York,
movies.
It's the New York City
kind
song.
Of, yes.
It's, she has the whole soul to me.
NYC.
Like,
yes. One point to Hannah.
Da, 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 da. It's got some intervals in it.
Yeah. It's got that big belt at the end.
This is a place that Brian loves because it is from a show this season that he really likes. It is a song that makes
Anna
me Tefka? Cry. Yes.
Anna Tefka. Anna Tefka.
I believe it's Anna Tefka.
Doesn't matter.
I can't
say anything right.
He doesn't get points for it.
Thanks, Kevin.
What's new in
Pussy
this
cat.
City?
Well, oh, sorry.
Buenos Aires.
Oh, it's so good.
This song is so like tap dancing, but with rolling pins.
Is this from Diner?
Sugar.
No.
Butter.
Also not a place.
Inside is a place.
Anyway. There are two gangsters.
Oh.
And they're singing about... Oh. I just made a
Toledo surprise.
Yes.
Oh, good one. That should be worth more points. That's hard.
That was
like
a good
not
one.
Not keeping track of points. This place is...
I'm winning.
Only comes in once every, like, 100 years.
Brigadoon!
When's
Brigadoon.
That?
Yeah, but how did
Zaga
coming back?
Brigadoon!
Kind of Santa Fe!
Actually,
Brigadoon!
So just like, no one actually ever knows when the revival's coming.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Because it disappears. It disappears.
One day. Suddenly it's at Today Ticks for one day.
Okay. This is a place in the Midwest.
What, everything's up to date in Kansas
yes!
City.
No, you can't.
I guess, what do we call
this?
Kansas
is another
City,
place.
Midwest?
Yeah,
I
yeah. guess. Yeah, Missouri. Kansas City,
okay.
Missouri.
All right.
This is another place in the Midwest.
Why do we leave Ohio?
No, but
Whoa.
That is on this playlist, but that's not what I'm looking
Gary,
at.
Gary, Indiana.
No. I got a gal in Kansas. It was a territory, not a state.
Oklahoma.
For this.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Why, do we ever leave Ohio? That's
that was a good one.
I'm digging deep.
You
I love
are.
That.
These are deep,
deep
cuts.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. There are knights. There's a round table.
Camelot?
Yes. I thought you guys were going to go with Spamalot. I was trying to trick you.
Knights of the round table. They act when they were able. We do routines and go routines. We're actually in court
family. Hey, that was not the song I asked for.
I know, but I like that one.
But I think Brian won, and I'm sorry. I feel like it was because I was kept looking at you because you're right across from me.
It was. I made the mistake of being back on my mic, so I had to come to the mic. I had to
the
think
old,
of the thing.
Not close to the
like,
mic.
And I made the mistake of not knowing the answer, so I struggled with that one.
Like slumped in my chair. Just like.
I sat back defeated after Brian guessed the song without
Brian's
anything.
So good.
That's what happens when you have no friends in middle school.
And are you an only child?
No, I have a sister. She's full. She didn't hang out with me either.
They do now, though.
Oh, yeah,
they're
she's
very
great.
Good friends. Mm-hmm. Hey, Erica.
Didn't they see... No, you saw Bright Star Separately.
Yeah, get that.
Your
get
story
that
about
right.
seeing it
yeah.
was about her seeing it
separate. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My
yep.
sister loved it.
But she loved it.
She didn't
think she was
going to.
Yeah.
She didn't think she was going to when it started, and then she said she would see it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. We got to get you guys out. Seriously.
Of the house?
We gotta get you guys out of this room.
Stir crazy.
No, you gotta come see us, for real.
No, I really... Yeah.
We're the only...
For the National Treasure.
We're the only completely
anything.
Original
Hannah
musical.
Ellis, anything.
Yeah, that's true. The only completely original musical in this season. Completely original.
So I've heard...
True.
I've heard two different things... Mm-hmm. Think of anything.
He's the sky is blue.
I've heard the sky is blue. And is Bright Star based on a true story?
It's based on a true event. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
No. Go on.
Go on. It's based on a true event. Edie Perkel, who is one of our writers, was researching train names and came across an article in a newspaper from 1904, I think, something around the turn of the century. And it was about
100 years after Hamilton was shot. I learned that from a musical about him.
That's
has
great.
Everyone here has heard of that?
We've all heard of it.
Anyway, she found a newspaper clipping about this event that occurred with this baby. And she thought, wow, what would that be like to be that baby? Let's write an imaginary fictional tale about this.
Spoiler alert.
About this baby. No, I'm
just saying that there
spoiler.
Is a baby. There's no
you know
specific.
What? Actually,
so, I do know that part of the show,
and
having not seen it.
They don't build the show actually for. It's not a whodunit.
No, and that's why I think that's why it translates so well, because you're not. It's not like an M.L.A. Shyamalan movie where you're just like, I'm going to figure this out. You just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, they don't want you wasting your time thinking like, ooh, like it's. If it's obvious, that's totally okay. And if it's not obvious, that's okay too. Because our audiences are pretty split with people who. Like, are figuring it out from moment one, and those who are completely surprised by the end. It's music theater, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a musical.
It's a musical. It's going to pick you up and take your heart and give it back to you and send you off.
Yeah.
But you laugh and you cry, and it's really, and it's the only completely original musical, and I think... Mm-hmm. I think,
cheers for that.
Yeah.
No, that's huge. That is huge.
Yeah.
Cheers.
No, it's huge, yeah.
We have another game, yeah?
We do. We have a quiz.
Ooh.
Whoa. Actually, wonderful segue.
Segues. That's how I take my city tours. I'm so sorry, everyone.
I hate you.
Because this is a quiz about musicals that were based on true events.
Oh, you're so good.
Kimberly is truly a game master.
A master of the games.
So how this works is I'll give you each a question. There are multiple choice. If you don't need the multiple choice, feel free to just chime right in.
Mm-hmm. Can we call, choice, can we phone a friend, like phone Brian?
If you need help.
If we need help.
We'll see. But
do
then,
I
like,
lose a point if I like help them by accident?
Yes.
Anything to make Brian lose a point.
Exactly.
Kevin.
Who'd like
we're
to go
only
first?
Nice to you on this podcast.
Who would like to go first?
Kevin.
Brian.
Oh. Rock. Rocks, paper, scissors between me and Kevin.
Rocks, paper, scissors.
Rocks, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh. Bam!
What did you,
okay. I did rock and he did scissors, which means I'll win.
So do you want to go first or second?
Yes, I'll go first.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't
know
what
I won. Wonderful. I didn't
either. I have to go first.
I know.
The musical Chicago was based on a 1926 play of the same title by Maureen Watkins, a Chicago Tribune crime reporter whose own coverage of two sensational real-life murder trials for similar crimes proved irresistible as the subject of drama. The show's leads are Roxy and Velma, but what were their names in real life?
Ooh.
Was it Bonnie and Trixie?
Mm, okay.
Belva and Beulah? Or okay. Evelyn and Dolores?
I'm going to go with Belva and
It's Belva and Beulah!
I was like, she can't make that up. That's too
good.
Did
you make up the other four names?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's my favorite part of the quizzes.
The fake answers.
The fake answers. It literally says correct answer, fake answer.
Wow.
Stephen Sondheim and which book writer based their 1979 musical on a play about the revenge-seeking barber who cut the throats of his customers and then handed them over to his accomplice, Mrs. Lovett, to become meat pies.
Okay.
So the book writer was George Firth, James Lapine, or Hugh Wheeler.
Do you seriously not know this?
I think it's Lapine.
No, that was Into the Woods, bro.
Oh, Wheeler. That's why. I knew that. I didn't know that.
Thanks for making this even for us, though. Like, now we have a chance.
This is so yours. Saying right, there's
Hannah.
A chance.
So yours. Amen.
You've had extra gloves
this whole time. Yeah, we're in the Rockies.
Okay, sorry. This short-lived musical with music and lyrics by Harry Connick Jr. and book by David Thompson was adapted from the Emile Zola novel Therese Raquin and starred Norbert Leo Butts. Mm. Is it The Sweet Smell of Success, Thou Shalt Not, or Roadshow?
Can I phone a friend?
Who's your friend?
It's always Brian.
Okay.
I think it's B.
I think.
What did I say second?
Thou shalt not.
And B is correct.
Thanks!
That was recent, right?
You did it all by yourself.
Thou shalt not? Like,
I saw that. I saw that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good I saw
you.
That.
You do always choose B, though. That's
you do.
The Tony Award-winning musical, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
I saw it.
Closely tracks the plot of the 1949 British film, Kind Hearts and Coronets.
It does?
I didn't know
which
that.
I didn't know that either.
Was suggested by this 1907 novel. Was the novel called To Kill for Love, Israel Rank, Autobiography of a Criminal, or Louise Manzini, To Love and to Murder?
I would just like to say that your fake answers are excellent.
They're
in this
killing
one.
It.
I'm going to say...
Was killing it a pun?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you!
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Kevin, this is about you. It was Israel Rank, Autobiography of a Criminal. I can't say that word right now.
So here's my trick. I would have guessed that because she's fumbled over it, so she didn't
so
come up
one
with
she
it.
She made up with. Mm-hmm. Made up.
Oh.
Not with.
That's very wise of you, Brian.
Thank you.
That's true. I like probably wanted to put in a big word, but didn't have to.
Oh, there seems to be a leak in here.
Leaking in here?
In America,
we're just making sound effects.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. In American Psycho, Patrick Bateman lives in the same apartment building as Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. And they meet on an elevator where Bateman screws up the name of Cruise's film Cocktail, calling it Bartender, Happy Hour, or Broadwasted.
So.
C.
I think it was A.
It was Bartender.
Yeah.
But now you guys are tied for one.
Oh, she has one too.
And you have one too.
I mean, I have a fake one.
No, that counts as a real one.
But then if you get this one right, you win.
As you're a guest. You're a bright star. You get it.
Okay. Ready? In the musical Parade, based on the real-life trial of Leo Frank.
I wish you guys could see Kevin just, like, encouraging me.
I did. I nodded with
like,
affirmation.
You can
I was
do
like,
this.
Uh-huh.
You can
I think
do
it's
this.
I think it's pronounced Parade.
Parade. The musical revolves around a murder of Mary Fagan on what holiday? Your choices are Labor Day, Independence Day, or Memorial Day.
It's Labor Day, right?
I don't know.
It is Memorial Day.
It's Memorial...
Mr. Frank,
I'm sorry.
Happy Memorial Day.
Jason Robert Brown, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Does that mean we're tied?
We're all tied
it
with one.
It does mean you're all tied.
What's the tiebreaker?
A tiebreaker is... Whoa! Who can name the most assassins?
Like actors who are in Assassins?
No,
or
no,
like
no. The names
characters?
Of the assassins.
Okay, Booth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, sure.
I'm
I don't know.
I wanted to say William H. Macy, but that's not what
that
I was really thinking.
That's not true.
Five,
four...
Oh, God, I'm going to lose because I can't think of one.
Brian.
Neil Patrick Harris.
This is so much thinking to be happening at the end.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's why I like it.
Your brain's like, brr.
Brian, do you have an assassin?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, those are the only two I know.
Yeah. But there,
so I guess I lose.
So do you know another one, Brian?
No, I don't know another one. Oh, yes, I do.
Who?
Hinckley. John Hinckley shot Reagan.
Brian did win.
He said he shot Reagan for...
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster, yeah.
I am unworthy of your love.
Did I just sweep the games today?
You totally did.
Ew, yeah.
You're the Hamilton of this podcast.
I'm going to have to make these harder for you.
If only it was a turntable.
Only there was a turntable.
Get it, Kevin?
Because
like, there wasn't a turntable out there performing, so...
Can you be on every show with us?
Or can we just record you saying, like, some shady thing?
And
we'll just play it each time. Really, Kevin?
Get it, Kevin?
Kevin, what did you do to my room?
How often do people do that to you?
Honestly, I get the Home Alone thing, or I get Kevin the Bird from... What? Up.
Oh.
All right.
And there was a movie with Ryan Reynolds where they named the dog Kevin and it got caught by the Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
The proposal.
They named the dog Kevin and it gets like snatched by a bird. Yeah. And it was like, Kevin, such a funny name. And it's just my life.
Oh. That's amazing.
All right. So what's next?
I think it's time.
It's time. For the Lightning Catchers Round.
Yeah! Lightning Catchers Round.
I have in my hand a pack of the Lights of Broadway show cards. I'm going to give them to you to open.
They're really hard to open.
This is the first part of the
this
test.
This is the part, this is part of the game. Open it? Who opens it first?
Oh, wow. She's getting it. Oh, wow. Oh. That's impressive.
And
whoa, mama.
See.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I have Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Is there a show you'd like to see him in?
Well, I'd actually like to see him in his actual show right now.
Oh, that's
his
true.
One man.
Fully committed, yeah.
But seriously, he is a comedic genius. So that's what I want to actually see him in. I have Michael Bennett. Everyone's had Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett is not a rare card. They announced that they're doing a 50th anniversary
course line
already.
Oh, I know. So
are you going to be in it?
There's some like 14-year-old that's like totally getting ready for it now.
You know what she's singing? God, I hope I get it.
I mean, Michael Bennett's a legend, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd like to see him in something else. I think I would have loved to have seen him in Company. You know, like...
His choreography?
Yeah, choreography in Company.
I would, too. Because that TikTok ballet.
Yeah,
no one ever does when they do that show.
No, I ever.
Why don't they do that? Did you know Michael Bennett appeared as Baby John in the U.S. and European tours of West Side Story?
I did know that.
All right. I also have Rachel York. Yes. Did anybody see Disaster?
I did.
Kevin did. Oh, my gosh. Kevin saw something that no one else saw.
Disaster's my Hamilton, y'all. Lakrita's my homegirl.
Natasha Katz, guys.
Ooh.
She won last night.
Yeah.
I know. That was exciting.
That was really cool.
I'm all about lady power.
And my favorite part of that was she said Broadway.
Like, she did Broadway. I work on the Broadway.
Like, she has the correct Broadway pronunciation of that.
I agree.
That is true.
That's how I heard it growing up in New Jersey.
That's so cool. Do you guys know how cool it is to grow up steps from Broadway?
I agree. Growing up in Florida, like, it's amazing to me that these people just went and saw those
kids.
I grew up closer to Philly, so I saw most of the tours and then sometimes would go up to Broadway for like special days.
I mean, and like, I do take it for granted sometimes, but then meeting people like Kevin.
My parents were awesome. Like, we went to everything we could in the Florida area.
Stage Door Canteen is my last card.
Oh.
Is that like a wild card?
I don't know.
It's a... Isn't it a review?
They opened the Stage Door Canteen on the 44th Street Theater building. Lee Schubert gives the space for use free of rent, and then servicemen and women are admitted for free, black and white. This is 1942 this happened in. All workers of the canteen are volunteers. Broadway stars mingle easily with the servicemen and women.
Do you find it hard to not mingle easily with the servicemen?
Can you imagine the audition for that? Be like, how was your easy mingling? What?
Wow.
Ugh.
That was a solid pack.
Woof.
That was cool. A little history lesson.
Yeah. I had choreographer, director, I had some actors, I had the canteen. It's so great.
Yeah.
And Miss Natasha Katz, Broadway.
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 the correct pronunciation. She's the voice when you look it up online.
She's her voice, Broadway.
Oh, fun, guys.
Yeah. Yay, that These was the last game.
So you get to
cool.
keep them.
I yes, do. Of yeah, course. Yeah. I'll take them into my dressing room and put them up. That'll be so cute. Around my mirror.
Well, we're really happy
That's
you joined
amazing.
Us today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Anytime.
And you can remember, you can follow her as Hannah Ellis on Twitter, her favorite, and Instagram. Just go and see Bright Star.
Come see us, really. You're going to love it.
You can you can get it through the lottery. You can get them on Today Ticks as well.
Yeah.
And the cast recording is on iTunes. It is really worth your time.
Oh, it's so cool. Peter Asher just did wonders with this cast album. It is so beautiful and simple.
And you have an EP coming out, yeah?
Yeah, I'm working on an EP, which I'm really excited about, to kind of have my own voice out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love having your voice on this podcast. See what I did there?
We do.
So to wrap it up, we always end with a quote.
Oh, that's true.
And today's quote is flower, seed, man, woman, bee, baby, small. It isn't the stork. It isn't the stork. It isn't the stork at all. Once upon a mattress, man to man talk.
Oh, God, yes, it is.
I just had to close my eyes for that, and I think I fell asleep right at the end.
That's what all the ladies say. Well, like, Ryan, you put me to sleep.
It's a good bedtime listen.
Hey, girl, you want to go to sleep? Let me read you some lyrics.
It's just started. Yeah, I heard a lot of baby, 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 stork, baby.
Well, I'm disappointed because I was going to propose to you, but... It's already been done.
Baby, baby,
you got
baby
an
stork.
Acorn in everything.
What's this acorn situation?
Oh, my fiance proposed with an acorn.
Oh.
To be the kiss from
Peter
Pan.
Is this the enemy of the show? And now that I'm a friend of the show, I will not stand for enemies of it.
We have a new alliance.
Our first challenge.
I will not stand for enemies of the show.
Never. And as we end, well, we always will love to have you back.
Anytime.
See what I did there?
I always will have you back.
You should probably learn that for the show tomorrow.
Great. Good.
And as we end every podcast,
Zoo-doo-wop-bop.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks so much. We'll get you next week.
This has been bra hungover.
I know.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.